Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
It's state tournament baseball on KASM. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you as we're getting set for this Kimball and Prior Lake game. Don, we had some games played last night and some games played here and over in Springfield earlier today already. So there's actually six games that have been completed of the 16 games.
There is, yeah. Union Hills was one of the games last night, and Union Hills defeated Lamberton.
It was 2-1 in 10 innings.
2-1, yes, it was. And then another game was Fairmont and Laconia. That was here in Milroy. I'm not sure what that
was. That was 2-1 as well.
Yes, it was. Yes. We did watch some of that on the stream.
Fairmont winning there. So Fairmont was the number one seed, but Union Hill, they came in as a number three seed out of their region, and they beat Lamberton, the number one seed, last night. Today, the 11 o'clock games, there was a dandy in Springfield between Sartell and Gaylord.
That was a 1-0 game, I believe it was, and Sartell defeated Gaylord. They see David Dubinsky, their pitcher from Sartell, had 16 or 17 strikeouts, and I believe Brody Rodness?
Yeah.
He had like 9 or 10, something like that. Okay. There was a lot of strikeouts in that ball game.
And then the other 11 o'clock game this morning, that had Randall. They were defeated by Bluffton here earlier today. So Randall out of Region 8C is done, and Bluffton was the number one seed. Games just completed. Two number one seeds fall. Actually, St. Patrick defeats Rochester. And we saw St. Patrick play last week. And
against St. Mars.
Yeah, and... No, actually against Regal.
Yep,
10-1, St. Patrick winning over Rochester. And the game just completed here, that saw Carver defeat Delano.
4-2.
So
St. Patrick, Carver will play each other now.
As we are ready to go, Ben Johnson has taken his warm-up tosses. Around the infield, four. The Kimball Express at third base, Scott Marquardt. At short, Brian Marquardt. At second base, Max Tibbetts. And at first base, Adam Byer. In left field, Austin Rooley. In center field, it's Brooks Marquardt. Out in right field, Matt Dingman. And behind the plate, Cade Marquardt. On the mound, Ben Johnson. Cade Marquardt, Don, one of the keys. And he's a young key to this Kimball Express team.
Tell you what, he's a good catcher. Sets up a good target for Ben Johnson there. Keeps everything around that plate. I watched Ben at the game in the regions, too. Like I said, he throws hard, keeps it around.
Johnson's first pitch, a fastball strike, and now he comes with a big, hard curveball.
That was a curveball.
And a swing and a miss, strike two. So no balls, two strikes, the count to Johnny Houston. Johnny, the center fielder for the Mudcats, another big curveball. Boy, Ben Johnson really twists his arm when he delivers that curveball. Johnny Houston, that almost sounds like a baseball
game,
doesn't
baseball
it?
Man.
Yeah.
You got Max Tibbetts and Johnny Houston.
There's a ground ball to Byer at first, and they say it is a fair ball. Adam Byer picks it up, flips to Johnson. Wow. I don't know what the umpire was watching there, but that's a big break for Kimball as it is ruled and out, 3-1 on the putout. Going to bring Cole Bjork to the plate. Cole, a left-handed hitter. He's in left field today for the Mudcats.
3:05 down the lines here in Milroy. 3:40, trying to find that one. 3:48 or whatever it is. I think it's 3:48 in left, right center. And we got 3:61 left center. We got 3:75 with a big, big batter's eye in center field.
Cole Bjork gets brushed back from that Johnson fastball in the count. One ball, no strikes.
Trying to find them signs amongst all of the advertisements. This whole fence is lined with advertisements.
He catches the inside corner with a fastball, does Ben Johnson, and the count, one ball, one strike. What a difference a week makes, temperature-wise. We were sitting here last week and could hardly breathe. It was so hot. There's a curveball that's going to break in and hit Bjork on the leg, and he'll go to first.
And he's going to have to probably change his approach with the left-handed hitter, so that breaking ball is a big breaking ball.
You got to start it over the plate.
You got to start it somewhere else here, not inside the plate.
Got to bring number three hitter, Corbin Cross, to the plate. Corbin at third base, looking down to his manager at third base for some signs. Just a gorgeous day, wind blowing, almost straight out.
Yeah, to get the wind at our back, and it's actually, it feels nice, doesn't it?
It does. There's a ball a little bit low from Ben Johnson in the count 1-0. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. We have Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Ben Johnson working from the stretch to pitch. Inside, and the count 2-0. Ben Johnson, of course, St. Cloud State alum, pitched over at SCSU for their high school team. Had a great career there. Fire holding Bjork. There's a breaking ball on the outside corner, and the count 2-1. It'll be interesting to see how many times Johnson shakes off Marquardt, or if they're pretty much on here, that that veteran pitcher and the young catcher.
Probably not going to shake him off here.
2-1 pitch is slapped in a right field, a base hit. Bjork's going to stop at second, and then the ball gets by Dingman, and it rolls to the fence. It's going to score one. They're going to hold the base runner cross at third, as it'll go as a hit and an air, and the Mudcats take the lead on a ball that skipped by Matt Dingman out and right.
Just got by the second baseman in the infield here, and they must have had some kind of a different spin on it when they got to Dingman out there. I don't know what happened if he picked up his glove, and it went, and it actually rolled a long way back.
It did. It just hopped right by him, so it took a big hop, and it got by him, and that's the case where an outfielder got to throw that body in front of a ball.
Absolutely.
Cleanup hitter Alex Waterman steps into the box. He's the shortstop, and Johnson's fastball is strike called, 0-1. Well, what's the old adage that to win a ball game, you got to score a run, and Kimball has to score a run regardless today,
yeah,
right?
He has to score more than one now.
Yep. Johnson's curveball a little bit high, and the count 1-1.
So Johnson went back into the windup here. No, he's back in the stretch here. He's going to stay in the stretch with that runner at third or one out. You watch his delivery here a little bit, Randy. He's got a real quick to the mound, quick to the plate when he gets about shoulder high.
Yeah, and snaps.
And then snaps.
Yeah. 1-2, the count to Waterman. That breaking ball across the plate here, the last pitch, and now Johnson misses outside in the count, 2-2.
Kimball with their gray pants and kind of a burnt red top. It's a really nice-looking uniform. Prior Lake, white with red outlines and kind of a dark blue lumber with red outlines.
Here's a swing and a miss. Waterman goes down on strike. Big strikeout there for Ben Johnson with the base runner at third yet. And number 5 hitter Luke Weber to the plate. Now, my wife was a Weber, no relation to her.
Really?
No, okay. No. I'm claiming her right now. Runner at third, and the pitch inside of ball, 1-0.
She's shaking her head.
1-0, 2 outs and 1 on. 1-0 Prior Lake here in the first. Ben Johnson working from the stretch, and his pitch, a shot to short. Glove there by Marquardt. Cross the diamond, and 6-3 on the put out of Weber. That'll end the Mudcat first. 1 run on 1 hit. There was 1 error and 1 left on base. We played a half an inning. Prior Lake 1. Kimball coming to bat. More baseball on KASM in a minute.
The Rambo brand reads, "We're in the business of making you look good." This message is understood 2 ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
Don't let tight harvest windows and less than ideal conditions get you off track. Plan for a successful season with genuine Case IH solutions during our performance event. Going on now at Arnoldson, Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, and St. Cloud. Save instantly on superior maintenance protection and the latest harvest equipment upgrades from Case IH. Plus, find your precision farming fit with savings that fit your budget. Offers end September 30th, 2020. Contact Arnoldson, Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, and St. Cloud today. Terms and conditions apply.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
1-0 Prior Lake leading Kimball. The Express coming to bat here in the bottom half of the first inning. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Kimball baseball today brought to you by Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud. BNS Excavating of Belgrade, Erkins Water of Cold Spring, Haynesville Mutual Insurance, the Kimball Baseball Association, Arnold's Incorporated, Rambo, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Dairyland Supply of Sauk Center, Central Minnesota Realty, and their Kimball office, and Promotion Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph.
We got kind of a Joe Mauer-style catcher here for Prior Lake. Ben Kelsey, he's a big boy, isn't he, back here behind the plate? Got a Biala at 6'4", 6'5".
Defensively for the Mudcats at third base today, it's Corbin Croft at shortstop. You'll find Alex Waterman at second base today, Luke Weber, and at first base, Jared Lear. In left field, Cole Bjorg. In center field, Johnny Houston. And out in right field, Jake Lear. As the first pitch to Austin Rooley, a strike called, an 0-1. Behind the plate, Don said, Ben Kelsey. And on the mound, right-hander Ben Morrison. He's being DH for today. First pitch, a strike call to Austin Rooley, and 0-1. The ball, it's one strike.
Austin Rooley, like you said, trying to get on track here a little bit in the state tournament for the leadoff hitter now.
Morrison's pitch a little bit low in the count, 1-1. Morrison very deliberate. Here's Rooley chopping it in the hole, and that's going to find left field for a base hit. That's how you want to start your state tournament.
There you go. That's what he was hoping for, wasn't he?
Yep. Austin Rooley, he will have those games where he'll go 5-for-6, 4-for-5. He's just got that potential as a leadoff hitter.
Boy, would you let that for a leadoff hitter all the time?
You bet you would.
We'll take his slumps once in a while. He can give us 4 or 5 hits a game.
Yep. Scott Marquardt steps into the batter's box. Of course, right-hander Ben Morrison to work out of the stretch, and his pitch on the outside corner, breaking ball. Boy, looks like the home plate umpire gave him a foot there on that outside corner, and 0-1.
Scott had a good regional tournament coming out of there, 333. A couple of base on balls. Tough out.
Marquardt a drive to center field. Houston there to make the catch for the out. We've got a score update from Shakopee. The Cold Spring Springers are beating Elko 5-1 in the fourth inning. If the Springers win today at 4 o'clock here, they play again tomorrow at 4 o'clock down in Shakopee.
Not that many teams in Class B, is there any?
No, they're actually down to the Final 8.
Final 8 already?
Yeah.
We'll be down to the Final 16 after this weekend here.
Yes, we will. Adam Beyer into the batter's box for the Express and throw over to first, Rooley back safely. Yeah, Class B actually is going to do their championship on Sunday. There will be no Monday for Class B this year. That pitch inside to Adam Beyer.
I think he felt that already, didn't he?
He kind of pulled back like, it's going to come and get me. I'm ready. Yeah. And that was ruled a ball.
Best
1-0.
Thing to do, though, turn your back to it. Take it in the kidney instead of the face, right?
1-0 the count. Throw to first, and back safely is Rooley. One out, one on for Kimball. 1-0. Prior Lake leads. A big curveball by Morrison. And a swing and a miss by Adam Beyer in the count. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Morrison winds, delivers that curveball high in the count. 2-1. Yeah, for those that maybe knew Harvey Boyning back in Albany days, Harvey was a bartender, but this is a P-R-E-T-T-Y day. Pretty day.
Pretty day,
yeah. Pitch high to Adam Beyer in the count, 3-1. Morrison's got to come here to Beyer. His fastball, and Beyer had a swing and a miss. Strike two. Boy, he had a good cut on 3-1.
Pretty zip, a little bit of zip on that fastball. Ben Morrison, big, tall right-hander.
Rooley is lead at first. And Morrison's curveball. Beyer holds back, and no on the swing, and Beyer will walk. Well, that puts the bat in Ben Johnson's hands, and I know Ben is just chomping at the bit here to get a crack at Mr. Morrison.
He'd like that run back, wouldn't he?
I think he would. 1-0 as Prior Lake gets a run in the first inning after a hit batter, a base hit, and an error allowed that run to score. Here's a strike call to Ben Johnson and 0-1.
Ben Johnson, great on the mound, number 4 hitter in this lineup.
0-1, Morrison's pitching. Johnson rips it to third. The third baseman steps on the bag. High, throw to first. Johnson slides into first base safely. So they get the force out, but Corbin Cross's throw was high to the first baseman, Lear, and so the Express still have runners at first and second.
That's about as tailor-made as you want to make a double play there. Good throw to first base. You got a double play, but threw it high, and good for the first baseman to come off the bag to save that throw from going to the fence, keep that runner at second base.
Rooley is forced out, and it'll bring designated hitter Joe Penritz to the plate. It's inside to Joe in the count, 1-0.
Just looking comparatively at the two pitchers here, the fastballs are pretty similar, aren't they?
They are, yeah.
And the curveballs are about exactly the same,
right. Here,
aren't they?
Penritz will slap this one foul down the third baseline in the count 1-1. Yeah, if you
good
do
breaking.
A comparison, very similar.
Yes, they are. Good breaking balls.
1-1 to count to Joe Penritz. Kimball looking for that tying run. It's out at second base right now. Morrison pitch, fastball on the outside corner, and the count at 1-2. On deck for the Express, it's Cade Marquardt. One, two, the count. The kick, the pitch, and Penritz follows that to the backstop. The count at 1-2 yet.
A little tardy on that fastball.
That was perfectly placed, though, on the outside corner. And that's all Penritz was going to do with that pitch.
That's all he could do with it.
1-2 the count. Two outs, two on. And now Morrison will step off the pitching rubber. And the catcher, Ben Kelsey, out to have a word with him. What do you think Kelsey told him, Don? Keep it out there?
Yeah, don't bring it inside, too. I don't think so, anyhow.
See where Kelsey sets up. He sets
yes,
up outside.
Curveball.
And that curveball goes to the backstop, gets by Kelsey. And, you know, Don, that's probably what they were trying to do, and
yes,
Morrison overcompensated there at Indy.
Yes, he did. He did not start that where he wanted to. Well, if that's what they were talking about, they probably scrubbed that idea, okay?
That... Yeah. And that puts runners at second and third now, and looking for a big hit from designated hitter Joe Penritz at 2-2. Fastball inside, and the count full 3-2. 3 balls, 2 strikes.
I thought Ben Kelsey was deacon that guy at third base here. I think it was going to come back to the backstop back here, but it was laying on his feet, the ball, so he was looking for it.
3-2. Here's Morrison's curveball, just missing a little bit high.
Wow. That did not miss the corner by much, did
no.
it?
No, and it's a pitch, Don, that I think the umpire maybe has called a strike already. That'll bring Cade Marquardt to the plate. What a time of the game for the young man to have an opportunity here in the state tournament. With the bases loaded in the first inning and your team trailing by a run, have this opportunity to maybe come up big.
Well, you come out of our region, what a 533, a couple of home runs, double, 6 base on balls. He doesn't get on base.
As Ben Morrison delivers, and Marquardt squirts this down the third base line. Marquardt trips as he goes down first, and they're going to get him out, 5-3. Cade would have beat that out normally, but he tripped, stumbled, and got up, and they got him by a step. For the Express here in the first. No runs, a hit, no errors, and the bases left loaded. We played 1. It's Prior Lake 1, Kimball nothing. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
Dairyland Supply in Sac Center has been your number one Artex dealer 2 years in a row. We thrive on customer service and selling the right equipment to keep your operation running smoothly. We also carry brands like Hagedorn and Kuhnite. So if you're in the market for a manure spreader, new or used, give Dan or Randy a call at 800-338-6455. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Hi, Don Erkins here from Erkins Water. We at Erkins Water are doing all we can to protect our employees and our customers while helping to prevent the spread of COVID. We are open to help you get that water as soft, clean, and odor-free as you want it to be. Call Erkins Water and let us help. We are seeing more arsenic, tannins, and organically bound iron in waters today. We have the equipment to clean them up. We now have iron filters that use less water to regenerate and still require no maintenance. All of our water softeners and filtering equipment regenerate on water usage, not days. And all of our systems include installation, sales tax, and a free fill of salt. Are you drinking enough water today? Are you concerned about the quality and taste of your water? Are you buying bottled water? Call and ask about our highly efficient reverse osmosis systems that make your water safer and taste better. These new systems do not waste near the water as in the past. Let us get your water as clean, soft, and odor-free as it should be. Erkins Water of Cold Spring.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Well, the Express missed a golden opportunity in the bottom of the first inning to at least tie the game, if not take the lead. And here in the top of the second inning, Jake Lear will lead it off for Prior Lake, and he follows it to the backstop in 0-1. Lear, Morrison, and Kelsey will bat here in the inning.
Well, there was nobody going to get Key Marker if he doesn't trip there on the bottom. Coming out of the batter's box there because he had that beat out all the way. That would have been one run to keep that rally still going.
And, yeah, you know, yeah.
It's unfortunate.
Fouled out of play, and the count two, Lear, at 0-2.
See what happens with speed, Randy?
Yeah.
We never stumbled or anything like that.
Spun yourself into the ground. The 0-2, ooh, and wow. Right to the net again, and the count at 0-2.
216 stitches on that one.
That ball was coming back here fast. The 0-2, curveball just missing outside, and the count 1-2. I think already the umpire has changed his strike zone a little bit. Curveball, there it is. Strike three. Well, Ben Johnson went back to that breaking ball in the outside corner, and he got it that time.
That was just a bit wider than the one before that, though, Randy, from our vantage point up here. I'm sitting to the right side of home plate a little bit there, and he's going to have to be a little bit more consistent with that corner, I think.
Uh-huh.
Because the hitters are going to give him an earful pretty soon.
I think so. He's had a few stares already. Ben Morrison, the pitcher, takes a strike on the inside corner, that fastball in 0-1. Morrison, the pitcher slash DH today. A changeup from Johnson and the count at 0-2.
That was beautiful pitch by Ben Johnson. That one paid at the outside corner.
I don't know if that was a sinker or a slider or what it was, but it was
looked like a slider, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit of a slider. And the pitch a little bit high for a ball and 0-2. The ball's two strikes. The ball, one ball, two strikes to Morrison. The pitch is high and outside in the count 2-2.
And Johnson come from underneath on that one, didn't he?
A little bit.
From the belt.
Yep.
And he backed up and he tripped on the rubber up there. I think he got his spikes caught.
Two balls, two strikes to Ben Morrison batting here in the second inning. 1-0 Prior Lake. Curveball a little bit high and the count at 3-2 now.
Well, pitchers are getting to work out here already in the after the first inning.
Throwing a few pitches. On the outside corner, Morrison gets rung up.
He was going to try going to first base, but I think he knew what that was going to be called.
Johnson gets his third strikeout of the day, and it's Ben Kelsey, the catcher. Kelsey batting in that number 8 spot today. And Johnson's breaking ball. Boy.
A dandy, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's a hard breaking ball.
Yes,
down.
It is.
Yeah.
It's not changed speeds a lot.
No. 0-1 the count. Ben Johnson from the side. There's strike two.
The curve ball does, but I think when he's throwing it, that looks harder is that slider. It isn't changing a lot of speed.
0-2. Johnson delivers. Here's a shot to first. Byard down on that two hopper. We'll flip to Ben covering first. 3-1 in the put out of Kelsey, and that'll end the Mudcat second. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 1.5 innings. It's Prior Lake 1. And Kimball nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASN.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
Spark a conversation today to prevent a fire tomorrow. The staff at Painesville Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, don't want to see your dreams go up in smoke, so we encourage you to talk fire safety during Fire Prevention Week. Discuss escape plans with your family and test your smoke detectors to prevent a tragedy tomorrow. You can also be prepared with insurance from Painesville Mutual. Contact an agent today at 243-7149. Plan for your future. Trust in tomorrow. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Randy Rothstein and Don Heinen back with you as Ben Morrison taking some of his warm-up tosses, waiting for Ben Kelsey to get back behind the plate. He was the last out of the inning.
Guess what, Randy?
What, Don?
We get to do this tomorrow.
We do, at 11 o'clock.
We get to go home after this.
Yep.
Get home about 10.
Yep.
Back on the road about 8:15 tomorrow because we might want to take a pit stop on the way down tomorrow. And then we will do Watkins in Fergus Falls at 11 o'clock. Following that game at 2 o'clock, we'll be fully taking on New Prague. And then at 5 o'clock, we will have the Lake Henry Lakers against Jordan.
You bet. So lots of baseball tomorrow here on KASM. As at the plate for the Express, Brian Marquardt, Max Tibbetts, and Brooks Marquardt, the 7-8-9 hitters in the Express lineup. Morrison's first pitch, a strike. There is another strike call to Brian Marquardt, and 0-2. It's a little bit low for a ball, and now 1-2. One ball, two strikes.
Guys are cracking a mitt, aren't they? This fastball is popping.
Yes, they are. Inside with the pitch to Brian, and the count, two balls, two strikes.
That's the one that Ben Morrison is looking for. We can get that curveball, catch that inside corner, and he's right in hitters.
It's just outside, a ball in the count, full 3-2. I think the difference, Don, from what I'm seeing with Morrison and Ben Johnson is that breaking ball of Morrison's is not quite as crisp. It doesn't have that
correct
snap
at
the end, and Ben Johnson is getting that.
I think you're right, Randy. I think you found a difference there.
Yeah. I mean, the breaking ball is a little similar, but Ben's is just more of a snap.
Right.
And as it crosses that plate and dives.
It's a hard one to lay off, isn't it?
Got to be extremely tough, yes. Fouled off by Brian Marquardt as he battles Morrison here in the second. 1-0 Prior Lake with the lead.
Tom, the coach at third, Marquardt, he's still got good hands yet, doesn't he?
He does. Inside, ball four, and Brian works himself a walk. That's after being down 0-2.
Wow. Good at bat.
Third walk for Morrison, and you talked about throwing a lot of pitches. Three walks already?
Absolutely, yeah. That will wear you down. That could have been last week. He'd be wore down already, wouldn't he?
That's right. That'll bring Max Tibbetts to the plate.
Okay, now we got this other baseball, eh? Max Tibbetts. And we got Johnny Houston in this game, so we got two baseball names.
There you go. It's to Tibbetts, and he drills it foul down the third baseline, 0-1.
Tom still got the instincts there, doesn't he, at third base in the coach's box. He's going after that hard-hit ground ball.
0-1 the count to Tibbetts. Morrison working from that stretch in.
Oh,
now they got
off.
Ryan Marquardt picked off of first base. That bunt that Tibbetts was going to put down, he missed it. He pulled back, and Marquardt got caught way too far off of first.
Yes, he did, Randy. And it was good job by the hitter up there.
It was a ball.
Yes, it was. He did his job.
Bunting strikes, and Brian just got caught too far off.
Yes,
so.
He did. Good job by Max Tibbetts here. We've got a bunch of strikes. We always said, didn't we, Randy? Got a
you
bunch
bet.
Of strikes.
Cold Spring now leading Elko 7-2. 5.5 innings played. So the Springers, they're looking to play tomorrow if they can win today.
Max just drove one down the left field line, foul, but hit it pretty well down, but that kind of a red and white tent that they got set up down there for shade.
Here's Tibbetts' hard shot to third, knocked down there by Cross. His throw across the diamond high, and Tibbetts tumbles across that first base bag. I almost thought that he wrecked his ankle, and he seems to be okay. And he'll be safe on the throwing error by Cross.
Must have caught the bag going across there because I would have been at first base, and I think I would have went and put the tag on him.
Yeah, yeah. That'll bring Brooks Marquardt to the plate.
And some activity these first couple innings in this ballgame.
Bullpen activity already. There's a pitch that's going to hit Brooks Marquardt. So Ben Morrison, would you say maybe a little shook here, Don, with... I mean, the amount of walks already, and now a hit batter. The defense behind him not real good now.
We're all a little erratic around the plate here right now, so I got a feeling they're not going to wait too long here to get somebody loose for the Prior Lake Mudcats.
So just think if Brian Marquardt hadn't gotten picked off yet where they could be here. That's a big opportunity for Kimball, trailing 1-0. Austin Rooley squaring the bunt, and he pulls back, and it's ruled a strike in 0-1. Two on, one out for Kimball here in the second. Ben Morrison, he pitched out of a bases-loaded jam in the first inning. Two on here in the second, and the pitch to Rooley. Whoa, wonder where that pitch was.
Wow. That angle from up here, I guess.
I think Austin's very fortunate that wasn't called a strike in. 1-1. One ball, one strike. Morrison delivers outside a ball and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Here's a chopper in the hole to left field, a base hit. They are sending Cade Marquardt, throw to the plate, up the line and not in time. The runners go to second and third as the ball scoots past the catcher, Kelsey, and the Express have tied it up 1-1 here in the second. Austin Rooley, 2-for-2 today. You know, they left that hole wide open, Don, after he got a base hit there in the first inning,
yes,
right?
Yes, they did, yes. He's checking that runner back at second base, and he's not giving him enough time to get back to his position. Coming with the pitch a little bit too quick.
Oh.
Not letting the shortstop get
back
in position.
Sure. So Tibbetts goes to third on the play. Brooks Marquardt to second, and here's Scott Marquardt at the plate. Scott, a fly ball to center field in his first at bat. The catcher, Kelsey, I don't know. He went, what was up there, but he went to the backstop.
Oh, I think his mask was laying over there. He really threw it away.
He was looking for the lost mask.
Yeah, he was. There's no coming back. cutoff man going to get that one that was coming in from the outfielder.
Ground ball to third. Cross goes to first in time to get Scott Marquardt. So Marquardt goes after the first pitch and almost in the worst place that you can hit it because the runner's had a hold. That'll bring Adam Beyer. Two outs. Two outs, and here comes Adam Beyer to the plate. One-to-one our score. Beyer, a big swing and a miss, strike one.
Ben Morrison's going to start getting tough here now, isn't he?
Yes, he
bear is. Down. Needs to bear down here.
Ben Johnson on deck. Curveball. Beyer follows it at the plate. He finds himself in a hole at 0-2.
Now, he's not getting a lot of that curveball he's throwing, but they're finding the holds. No ball, two count now, Randy.
Yeah, no ball, two strikes, two outs. Ben Morrison ready. Curveball high and the count at 1-2. Pitch high again to Adam Beyer in 2-2.
Brought it down just a little bit, that second waste pitch. Need to throw a strike here. That's the one. That's
swing and a miss. Beyer out on strikes and that ends the express second inning, but they get the equalizer. One run here in the inning on one hit. There was one error and two left on base. We play two in Milroy. It is Kimball 1 and a Prior Lake 1. More baseball in a minute on KSM.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Steve Merton, your local agent with Central Minnesota Realty in Kimball. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multi-counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, you can visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150, KASM.
Top of the third inning in Milroy, 1-1, Kimball and Prior Lake. Baseball brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated of St. Joe, Central Minnesota Realty, Daring Line Supply in Sauk Center, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Rambo, Arnold's Incorporated, Kimball Baseball Association, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Erkins Water, BNS Excavating at Belgrade and Gilliland Chevrolet in St. Cloud. Top of the third inning, and the number nine hitter, Jared Lear, facing Ben Johnson, and Ben starts Lear. Two balls, no strikes.
A lot of pitches thrown in this game already, isn't there?
2-0. Lear will follow that to the net, and the count at 2-1.
Good thing for screens.
Good thing for the screen. As a hitter, a number nine hitter, if you get a 2-0 pitch to swing at, then he got a good fastball there, but just missed it. The 2-1, a little bit low on the count, 3-1. Ben Johnson has given up the one run on just one hit so far. He has hit a batter. There's a strike on the outside corner, and the count at 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. Johnson pitch, and Lear follows this right to the backstop, and that bounces back over Cade Marquardt's head. Count stays full at 3-2.
Gets her attention again.
That hit the facing of this backstop.
Beautiful park here, isn't it, Randy?
It is.
Right.
Gorgeous, gorgeous park. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's a ground ball to first. Adam Beyer stays down on it. He'll run it to the bag and the unassisted put out of Lear. One out. That'll bring Johnny Houston to the plate. And, you know, for a guy that watches the radar a lot as far as weather goes, I would have thought southern Minnesota down here by Milroy and Marshall and Granite Falls, the radar showing me all summer that it was raining down here, but they actually told us in the state board trailer they've been rather dry.
Yes, they have. This is what I was hearing in there, and we looked at some of the crops on the way down. Some of it is laid over in certain spots, so they must have some wind damage, but maybe not much rain.
They said about 3 weeks ago they had a wind here. Yeah. First pitch to Johnny Houston, a ball, and 1-0. There's that sharp breaking ball from Mr. Ben Johnson, and the count 1-1. State Tournament Baseball, we're happy to bring it to you on KASM. Pitch high for a ball and 2-1.
I will not quit harping on this today because it is just pleasant sitting here, isn't it?
It is. Get that light breeze on our backs right now. Just gorgeous baseball weather. 2 balls, 1 strike, 1 out. 1-1 the score and a swing and a miss by Johnny Houston, strike 2. Saw Dan and Mary Hupfer. They're sitting down in front of us. They came down to watch some state tournament baseball. They were able to purchase some of those tickets that are available at the gate. You want to maybe take a chance to come to one of these games? Look at the MinnesotaBaseball.org website and see if there are tickets available. Pitch outside from Johnson and the count full now, 3-2 to Johnny Houston. Fastball right down the middle, and Houston gets caught looking.
Boy, that was a fastball.
That was a fastball. Ben definitely brought it there.
In sync right now, Ben Johnson's fastball is just a little bit quicker than Ben Morris's.
Yes, it is. 4 strikeouts for Ben Johnson, and here's Cole Bjork. Bjork will follow that to the net, and the count 0-1. Bjork hit by a pitch back in the first inning, and he scored the only run for the Mudcats today. Came across after a base hit and then an error by the right fielder. 0-1 the count. Johnson's breaking ball a little bit low and inside in the count 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike. 2 outs, no one on. Johnson right down the middle with his fastball in 1-2. 1 ball, 2 strikes. Johnson ready. And he comes from the side and he misses outside in the count at 2-2.
Good pitch, isn't it? He come from downtown. Keep it on the outside corner like that. Gives that hitter a little bit different perspective at that pitch.
2 balls, 2 strikes. The Orr takes strike 3 called on the outside corner, and that'll end the third for the Mudcats. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 2.5 innings, it's Kimball 1, Prior Lake 1. More baseball in a minute here on KASN.
Don't let tight harvest windows and less than ideal conditions get you off track. Plan for a successful season with genuine Case IH solutions during our performance event. Going on now at Arnold's in Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, and St. Cloud. Save instantly on superior maintenance protection and the latest harvest equipment upgrades from Case IH. Plus, find your precision farming fit with savings that fit your budget. Offers end September 30th, 2020. Contact Arnold's in Kimball, Wilmer, Glencoe, St. Martin, Mankato, Alden, and St. Cloud today. Terms and conditions apply. The Kimball Baseball Association provides baseball opportunities for all ages within the community and are proud to provide great family entertainment throughout the summer. The Kimball Baseball Association believes in and supports improving ballpark facilities. Congratulations to the Kimball Express for their successful 2020 baseball season. And thanks to the fans and sponsors for their continuing support. The Kimball Baseball Association wishes the Kimball Express good luck in the 2020 Minnesota Amateur Baseball Tournament.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. KASM.
1-1 our score between Kimball and Prior Lake as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Kimball has had their opportunity, Don. They've left five base runners on already in the first two innings. Just heard over in Springfield, Maple Lake is leading Bemidji over there. So Maple Lake won last week. They were the number four seed, and they're beating a number one seed right now in Bemidji. Ben Johnson leads off the third inning for the Express. And the first pitch to Ben is low for a ball, 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Johnson slaps it to short, knocking it down, and the throw to first by Waterman. Good for the out.
Wow, that was hit hard, wasn't it, right? That's the shortstop. Nice play on it. Smothered it underneath him and two out Ben Johnson.
One out. And that'll bring Joe Penrith to the plate. Joe in his first at-bat walked. And the fastball catches the corner and 0-1. Balls, one strike. See a bunch of the Watkins players. They're here on that sports deck today watching the game. Matt Geislinger. Looks like Brendan Ashton's over there. Maybe. That might be Brendan. Not. Maybe screened a little bit. Carson Geislinger's there. Nolan Geislinger.
Hey,
swing and a miss. Kenneth's out on strikes.
Stay off. So I'm going to come watch a little baseball. We'll be in action tomorrow at 11 o'clock right here in Milroy.
Central Valley League actually in a very good position. They have three teams yet from their league still in action with Watkins, Kimball, and the Cold Spring Rockies are
correct.
Still playing.
Yes.
Rockies play tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. They got a tough test, though, tomorrow against Buckman.
Buckman, Billy Goats.
Against the Billy Goats. First pitch, two. Cade Marquardt, a ball, 1-0. Ben Morrison trying to complete a quick inning here. Quick has not been in his vocabulary yet, as the Express have put some base runners on the first two innings.
We don't want Kirby to say tomorrow that the bases are full of Billy Goats, do we?
No. No. Here's Marquardt, a sharp single into left field, a base hit. That'll bring Brian Marquardt to the plate. 1-1 our score. If you're just joining us, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Scott Stevens producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Last we heard, it was Cold Spring 7 and Elko 2. As Ben Morrison works from the stretch and delivers. Marquardt follows it off and the count 0-1. We have Todd Menke. Todd's listening back home, listening to our ball game today. Todd has been on me ever since I talked about the soft hail we got instead of the hard hail. And Todd was wondering if they had any soft hail down here in Milroy or the adjacent areas. No, I think they just had a hard wind. A hard wind, not a soft wind.
Not a soft wind.
No, no.
Only Todd would think of that one.
Only Todd. Only Todd. 0-1 the count to Brian Marquardt. Brian with a walk today. Cade Marquardt takes his lead over at first. And Morrison kicks and delivers. And a foul tip at the plate into the catcher's mitt and the count 0-2.
I think Todd's laying on his couch listening to us.
Oh, I bet not. I bet not. I'm just thinking he's around a fire, a campfire somewhere. 0-2, Cade Marquardt goes. And foul tipped at the plate by Brian Marquardt. And we'll do this all over again. So, I was wondering, Don, if they would start Cade Marquardt 0-2, maybe straight steal or hit and run, and they put a hit and run on that time.
Probably a good move there, wasn't it?
It was.
I think my sinuses are clearing up, Randy. I'm smelling a lot of stuff down here now, hamburgers and lots of good food.
Unfortunately for us, they're cooking those burgers right below us. It's a little bit high in the count 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs, one on. State tournament baseball, 1-1 our score here in the third. Curveball and a swing and a miss. Marquardt, that's Brian, down on strikes, and that'll end the Express third. No runs, a hit, no errors, one left on. Three in our books. Kimball won, Prior Lake won. More baseball in a minute on KAFM.
You know how just the thought of some things just make you cringe? Like walking barefoot across asphalt in August, sitting in the middle seat in an airplane. Or how about changing a diaper blowout in a public restroom when you're out of baby wipes and a spare baby outfit? We also know there's some folks out there that cringe at the mere thought of having to negotiate their way through the car buying process. People want the best deal up front and the most for their trade. We get it. We shop here too. At Gilliland Chevrolet, we've known that for a long time, and that's why we dumped the negotiating process and marked all of our vehicles with our best price a long time ago. Get into a new Chevy Equinox or Trax for up to 22% off MSRP. Plus, save big on the all-new Chevy Trailblazer. Save thousands, plus get Gilliland's exclusive lifetime powertrain warranty with every new Chevrolet all month long. Buying a vehicle is a big deal, and we're here to help make your experience as pleasant and non-cringeworthy as possible. Stop in and say hi, or find your new ride at GillandChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is KASM Albany at AM 1150, KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2, and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.